The bank.
Oh, here we go, the bank. What's gonna happen?
Howard Lowe, he was at the wheel, fell asleep, drove off the road. We came to, the car was a pretzel.
Pete Ross.
Nobody was hurt, yep. Not a scratch. It was the strangest thing.
Oh, she doesn't know.
She doesn't, okay. She doesn't know, no. Strange. Being nosy again.
Dad can't put up a Christmas tree without falling off the ladder. What's the thing he says every single time we come here? Something unusual, something out of place.
Something like a spaceship.
Yeah, that something like a spaceship, yeah. Underground.
Trap door!
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Floor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm loving this.
Awesome.
There it is. There it is. Wait.
Oh, goosebumps, man. I don't know about you guys. I am getting
what
goosebumps.
What is that? What is that? Oh, looks like enough. Looks like enough.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more. It's turning on.
What, it's recognizing their DNA, surely.
Yeah. Oh, what's going to happen to it?
It's not going
to
fly off, is it? Opening up.
What the hell?
Oh, it's a crystal!
Oh. An orange crystal.
Holy shit. Uh-oh. We're gonna confront him or keep it secret?
Please confront him. Please confront him.
You may have super strength and super hearing, but I have
super Morgan Edge,
smell,
man.
Clones don't smell right.
He's got a nose for a mystery.
I have super smell, by the way. I just don't use it very often, you know. Not with two teenage boys in the house. Kind of gross.
Very upset teenager.
Well, you never want us in the barn because you keep an alien ship in there.
Look, I can explain.
Yeah, can you?
Can't hide the truth forever.
Let's take those glasses off.
That ship landed here in Smallville, right in those cornfields over there. I was sent here when my planet, Krypton, was destroyed.
Krypton?
Yes.
Recognize it. Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying you're Superman?
No, I've seen Superman before. We've seen him.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it's him!
Jesus Christ, you're awesome! One finger. Oh, nice. Yeah, boy.
Now launch it into space.
Oh,
he's flying with it.
You lied to protect his secret. All the things I've been feeling. You made me think I was crazy. They put me on pills.
Your mental health has nothing to
and
do with who your
father
is.
How do you know that?
The only way that both of you survived that accident is for at least one of you to be like me.
You wouldn't have it any other way, would you, Dad? Right? You may have been sent here to be some hero, but you sure as hell weren't sent here to be a
big crystal in your hand. God damn it. Ouch. I mean, I would hate being lied to, but the fact my dad's Superman would have been really cool.
Yeah.
Everything but I do with the boys.
I guess, you know, being lied to for 14 years.
We're gonna see the guy.
Yeah, is there actually anything going on, or is it a trap?
I know you're here.
And I know you can't see me. Light encasements. You can't see through lead. It's one of your few weaknesses. Kara.
Ooh.
Where the hell are you?
Someone that knows that he's Kal-El.
Zod?
It's my first thought as well.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that you made it.
I think he's the one with the powers.
Yeah, so do I.
I will
his hair reminds me a lot of Tom Welling's in Smallville.
Yeah.
How do you know my name?
Let's just say that two of us have history.
And where is that exactly?
My world was destroyed. Managed to survive.
Parallel universe.
I eventually arrived here where I learned.
Okay.
You were here too.
A brain yet, though. Oh, that is awesome.
That is a great shot.
Best as I thought.
Oh. It's a guy from Disney.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
My mom, she made a really big drama out of it. Lots of therapy and whatever.
Oh,
the moves.
Go, boy.
It worked.
Hey! Oh, it's my girlfriend!
Oh, ow.
Hey, man, I don't know. Back off! John?
Oh shit.
Uh-oh.
What the hell are you right now?
We'll find out who gets the powers, this one.
Now, this is where Jordan is gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
One of them is.
Be Jordan.
He's got tech that is faster than Superman.
But he needs tech to make him fly.
Yeah.
Which suggests that he's not Kryptonian.
Oh, we've got a great shot.
That's an amazing shot. Look at that.
And the cape.
Nice.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah. Oh! You can't hear him either. It's like he's stealth.
Come on, Jordan.
Oh, wow, his armor protects everything, apparently.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, for the love of people that will never accept you.
D-Vision!
Oh!
Tonight, make you
sick.
Oh, no!
Dust to dust.
Oh, fuck! Shit. Oh, no. Oh, they've all got him.
No.
He can't do anything.
He's gonna crash when the kryptonite in his heart's not gonna be good.
Clark, come home.
Pull it out.
Just in time. Ooh.
Oh.
Fuck,
no.
Not bad.
Got really red eyes.
Yeah. Because you can't heal as well.
So you saved your brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. That's a strength I've never had before. I felt...
twist.
Control.
We're gonna help you get through this, okay?
Yeah, it's probably like learning to drive a car, you know? If cars were indestructible and had giant death lasers as headlights.
Not helping, Jonathan. Not helping. You want to tell him about the crazy guy that nearly killed you, Clark?
These are the important years, Clark. Life's a little different in Smallville.
Best place to learn to use your powers, on the farm.
I think I know what my mom meant.
Yeah.
When she said to come home.
Yeah. I think she was right.
Really?
Wow. Because I thought we'd have to argue a lot more than that.
Let's grab a baseball and see what you can really do.
I haven't always been there for you, but I promise you, from now on, I will be.
You're my favorite. Ah, oh, damn it.
Look, I should have never kissed you last night.
Wow. That is awkward. Good luck.
I quite like the brotherly dynamic.
I'm just really sorry about how it all went down. Do you think that you can keep it a secret? One person finds out, and then everybody knows. And
yeah,
it's just...
yeah. No.
It's a Kent speciality.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's one of our superpowers.
Powers are overrated, anyways. Plus, this just confirms what I've known to be true all along.
Yeah.
My skills on the field are legit.
He's going to be the most annoyed when they find out they're staying.
Yeah.
You two follow me out to the barn. I want to show you a few things.
Like Superman things?
Like how to attach a plow to a tractor.
What? Seriously?
Those fields aren't going to plow themselves.
Okay, but Dad, we have questions. We just found out our dad's Superman. I mean, like thousands and thousands of questions.
Oh, this is a guy's spaceship.
Who the fuck are you?
It's not Lex Luthor. That'd be amazing.
It is.
We also need kryptonite. That was the last of your supply. I'll start the upgrades to your armor right away. Captain Luthor.
No.
It was?
Really?
Is that the Luthor? Is that, Wait,
it's
what?
Not the same actor from Supergirl.
No.
It's
No.
This is a different Luthor.
I was going to say it's the guy from Krypton, but that was General Zod. So that's a whole different thing. So his version... Wait, okay, let's cover that quickly then. So, wait. So, first of all, 100% invested in this show. It's fucking awesome. It's really, really, really good. So he just said, she just said Commander Luther, right?
Captain Luther was what she said.
Yeah.
Captain Luther. Captain Luther. And he looked like a...
So they didn't say first name. So we don't know. It's Lex Luthor. This could be a different Luthor.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was saying from another...
My interpretation of that is that we know there's a Luthor in this universe. He's in Supergirl, you know. So yeah. This has got to be a Luthor from a pre-crisis world that survived the crisis.
One of the other multiverse Earths.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna reference. I think they're gonna make this show be standalone because they're gonna want to be able to make it as accessible to new audiences as possible. And when you've got a name like Superman. Mm. You're going to draw in more people than any of the prior CW shows have. Mm. So I don't think they're going to make this. I don't think they're going to make any reference to Crisis.
I swear he said. I'm going to have to go back and listen to what he said because he said something about
my world was destroyed and I came here and I was surprised to find you were here, which makes me believe that he thought it. I think it's a parallel universe. Like you say, I'd be surprised if they do go down that route, Liam. But I think it is a parallel universe. Yeah. Luther.
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of thinking. And he's got some sort of tech. He's come from. Well, I guess that spaceship could be from the other parallel Earth that's come across to this one instead of another planet.
Yeah.
And he's got tech that can sort of hide from Superman, is as fast as Superman, as strong as Superman, can repel heat vision and ice breath. Pretty much everything. Mm. That's insane.
Well, that was every time he builds the suit, which is normally green and purple. Apart from it doesn't have a helmet, it was always designed so that Superman couldn't penetrate and do stuff.
Counteract Superman.
Yeah.
Which makes sense if he's been studying him and stuff as well. He's probably been like, right, well, he's got this and this and this, so we'll write all this down.
Because when he said, I know you can't see through lead, I was like, well, not many people know that he can't see through lead.
Yeah.
And Luthor's definitely one of them.
When I first saw he had someone in a suit, my first thought was, well, it's going to be Lex Luthor, but because we've already had Lex Luthor in this universe in Supergirl is why I just didn't think that was going to be Lex.
Yeah.
Mm. I could be completely wrong. It could be somebody else that's taken the name Luthor. We don't know. It's just a great little...
I think you're completely right. I totally get your point, like where he's saying his world was destroyed. We know other worlds were destroyed in Crisis. Mm-hmm. So...
Maybe that ship somehow protected him, and when it got reset, he was inside the ship, and it didn't affect him. Something like that.
Here we go. If it's not a parallel universe Lex Luthor, who could it be?
Could it be Lex's son?
Yeah.
Because he just called him Luthor, didn't say Lex.
Yeah.
And obviously, and the whole story of the film is about family.
Yeah.
I mean, if he calls him Alexander Lex and he puts an orange wig on, we're golden. He didn't have an Australian accent, did he?
Jesus. No. Okay, so that's
If he's got a spaceship and he's a Luthor,
he knows Kryptonian as well. He's studied them all the time.
Yeah. So it would make sense that he's a human Luthor, but this is somebody that knows Superman and knows all about it and has survived some kind of world-destroying event. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's from the future.
That's also a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of all that high tech for Luthor to have, I know he's very resourceful, but it looked like it was kind of futuristic.
That makes far more sense than being a parallel universe, like you said, Liam. If they don't want to refer to the pre-crisis stuff in this show, it would make more sense for that to be a future Luthor, especially if it's his, like you said, it's his son coming back.
Yeah, it's his son who's lived through a thing. Maybe something happens between the kids or something, and the world gets destroyed. I don't know, and he's come back to help, but you think he's a bad guy, but he's maybe testing him. Be interesting.
So something to think about is, so we also know that Morgan Edge is buying up Smallville.
Yeah.
So what do we think's going on there? And connection between Morgan Edge and Luthor?
Well, yeah, because it's like he's bought everything in Smallville and then he's buying the Daily Planet as well.
Yeah.
Both where Clark is. So he must know something, and he's trying to wriggle him out or some, because he's like, maybe he's tracking Superman. You know, he found out that he keeps going back to Smallville to see his mum, and he always arrives at the Daily Planet.
How long ago was it that they said those re-mortgage loan things were done? 5 years ago or something? Or was it longer?
5 years ago.
5 years. Yeah.
5 years ago. So he bought the company out at least 5 years, the bank out at least 5 years ago. And they started offering these up so that he could own Smallville, basically.
Well, let's not forget, was it Batman, one of the Batman TV shows, maybe The Batman, where Bruce finds out he's Superman by tracking supersonic traveling that go to faster than planes. And the two places that they pinpoint are the Daily Planet and Kansas. And it's like, well, if I do some research, what are the two points that I find?
What's the similarity?
Yeah.
I'm quite interested as well that Smallville isn't as... nice and friendly, as it is usually in the show.
It's a bit more run down, isn't it? Yeah, people have like lost their way.
Yeah,
and it's interesting.
Well, that'll be Superman's job to bring it back into the light, bringing
the. Good storyline about why he would want to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was that high street in Smallville the same one from Smallville?
It looked very similar.
Yeah, very similar, I mean, there's so many Easter eggs in the first 20 minutes of that show. There's so many Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I have to watch it again just to touch them. I've got to say,
I absolutely love the him wearing the 30s costume and then saying that his mum made it for him was just a perfect way to explain why it looks that way. I thought that was really, really fun.
That was
great. And it looked good.
It was very similar to Brandon Ralph's one, sort of the way it was sort of made with the pants and stuff, looked very similar.
Same design team.
So Ross, big question, Ross. Suit. Okay, in motion, on screen. What are your thoughts?
I like it apart from the collar. I don't like the collar at all.
you don't like the Superman Returns one because of the collar as well, though.
Yeah, because it goes too close to his neck, and like When you go back and you see like Christopher Reeve's one or whatever, or even like Henry Cavill's one, it's really low. And I've always liked that because I think design's better, but I also think it makes sense that if he's wearing a shirt underneath and it's open, you don't see the blue. And also it looks, when he's flying, it looks like it like cuts into his neck a little bit too much. And then it makes the cape ride up higher on his...
Yeah. Well, I like the way they've...
apart from that, I think visually, everything else in it looks amazing.
In this show, they've gone for the magic changing that Christopher Reeve used to do anyway, so it's fine. They get away with it. It's just literally go behind something and instantly change. It's fine, absolutely fine.
It does make a bit more sense him not wearing it underneath, to be honest with you, because you'd see it, and then like the cape would have to be like rolled up in his back, and it would just look weird, wouldn't it?
That leads me on to say, look, you can tell the HBO budget behind this show with the amount of effects work they've got on the cape, and the shots of him being Superman were genuinely really... They're film-level quality. That's the kind of stuff you expect to see in Justice League.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah, it was better than like Justice League because he looked like a Muppet in that.
But yeah, effects-wise, it looked beautiful. Like, effects and cinematography, this looked very cinematic.
Yeah,
it was like a movie.
They really pulled out all the stops on this. Yeah. Which
I hope it's not just the pilot. I hope it continues like that. Throughout the whole
show. That's going to be the challenge. You know, can they maintain this same level of quality?
Does anyone know how many episodes it is? Is it a short season or is it a whole 22?
It's a short season because it's coming in now. So I think it's only like 10 or 12.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good though, because I like those sort of series. We're
looking at a sort of Mandalorian style short season, short episode, really big quality style stuff.
Hopefully so. Yeah. I mean, if HBO Max, like if this is the HBO Max's budget, I can't wait to see the Green Lantern show and all the other shows they're going to bring out.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be looking beautiful.
Definitely.
Really beautiful.
Oh man, I really liked the dynamic of the kids, where Jordan is the confident one. And like he's glad that he's as good as he is without any powers.
You mean Jonathan?
No, sorry, not Jordan. I mean Jonathan. Jordan being like sort of it's interesting because it reminds me a lot of Superman Returns, where the kid in that has to have an inhaler and he can't, like his body isn't, because it's not full Kryptonian. It can't. It's having to adapt, and it's what I feel like. That's what Jordan's going through, and hopefully that once he knows who he is, he can kind of push through it and like,
yeah, be a bit. He's like a brooding like grunge rock as well. So he probably doesn't see the sun very much. So it's probably why he's quite weak. Getting the sun.
But it reminds me a lot of Tom Welling when he's wearing the red jumper and the curly hair and everything. It's great.
Yeah. So they made, so you had a couple of points there with Jordan and Jonathan that they made in the show. So we saw with Jordan, he wears black. He was playing the computer game where he was beating up Superman and he's got issues, you know, so it's really setting up the thing kind of like, well, is he going to turn bad? Because they also make the point of like, well, what if one brother got powers and the other one didn't, you know, that'd be worse because of the issues it would create. You've got the two brothers, one dresses dark, the other one dresses light, good and bad, you know, what do you guys think? Do you think they're going to continue down this road and that this story is going to be really about these two brothers as they will both ultimately develop powers or both go along their story? One becomes good, one becomes bad. And that's ultimately like a Cain and Abel kind of thing going on.
Well, I hope
and
not,
if they do that,
who
would be... Well, there you go. Who would actually be the good and the bad if they did that? Do we think that Jordan would end up being the bad one and Jonathan the good, or the other way around? I think it's actually going to be the other way around. I think Jordan, he's going to have a bumpy path, but I think it's ultimately going to be good. And I think Jonathan's going to have issues with him. He's confident right now, but I think that he's going to be bottling it up, and we're going to find out that Jonathan actually does have issues with this, but he ain't talking about it, and we're going to see it subtly come in.
Yeah, I think it depends if Jonathan gets powers or not.
Yeah,
if he stays human, no powers, I feel like he can't really do much about it apart from get annoyed and angry. So,
you've got the classic Lex Luthor and Superman dynamic is what you'd have. Like, so Jonathan would become the Lex Luthor of the story.
Do you reckon that he might, if he goes down that dark path, that he might work with this Captain Luthor guy?
Possibly. I mean, I'd like to see them do something different.
Highly possible.
I'd like to see. It's kind of obvious if they do that, one kid's going to turn out evil or have problems. And yeah, you can still have that brotherly antagonism if one of the guys doesn't. If Jonathan doesn't develop powers until much later, say for example, they'll have that bit of antagonism going towards it. But then if he does. It just feels so played out if they do that.
Yeah,
that
I don't think they will. I think Jonathan will stay human and be fine because I feel like in a pilot like that, you would foreshadow something. There'd be a little hint there to let you know that Jonathan wasn't happy.
He was more than happy.
I think he'll be quite happy. If he said something else or did a really bad grin or something that made you go, wait a minute, he's not happy about that. Then I would go with it.
It'd be kind of interesting about how they're going to get on, because I'm guessing they get enrolled at Smallville High School. See how the dynamic changes here, because at the moment he's the sort of jock quarterback of Metropolis, whatever that school is. So is he going to still be that in Smallville, or is he going to be put in his place a lot earlier?
It's interesting you say that, because I think it's quite a good opportunity for I forget his name. I've got them already. The one that's just got powers.
Jordan.
He's coming to this new school. He's now got this newfound confidence he's never had before with these powers. He can then become the jock quarterback, high school popular guy. Whereas Jonathan will then shrink into his shadow because he's going to be out for the element. And then that'll be the reverse of the roles.
I think you do it the other way around. You keep Jonathan as the jock, the popular kid at high school. And you have Jordan being the outsider, the quiet, shy one in the school, and Jonathan helps him do. It's to say something bad at the school. He becomes like Clark, where he goes off and saves people in the school when things happen, and Jonathan is the one keeps his cover. Do you know what I mean? Like helps him out. Yeah, like, he's like, oh my god, look at that over there, and then he can swip round and save people.
From the first episode, it looks like they've got each other's back. There's a bit of angst between them, but it doesn't last very long, and they've soon been brought up by Lois and Clark to apologise to each other very quickly.
Yeah.
And sort of had that sort of I've got your back no matter what kind of thing.
They talk to each other as well, don't they? Yeah. They don't just hide away in each other's rooms.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping they don't go for the these two actually get closer now, maybe because Jonathan sees that Jordan needs help with it, and he's like, look, I'm here for you, kind of thing. And
sure, I mean, this is what I mean. It would be so easy to go down the route of, okay, they're going to have a bit of falling out and antagonism towards each other because one's got powers now and the other doesn't. So maybe they do something new with it. It looks like it's going to be... I think it's well written enough so far to say that I think they're hopefully going to do something new with this. I would like to see something new with it.
I mean, you've got the, obviously the girl's boyfriend and his mates and other people that are going to be at that school that can antagonize them, and they're going to have to, I guess, work together or have each other's back in the school, which would be quite cool. So that'd be interesting. So I guess the only other big... you've got the mortgage bit, and then like Sam Lane actually being on Superman's side was a pretty interesting twist as well.
Quite
like that. And
on this, so like with the Lex saying his world, sorry, not the Lex, the loofah, because we don't know if it's Lex, saying his world was destroyed. I wonder if it is not just that it's from the future, but the Earth that they're on right now that this show takes place in is going to be destroyed in the future. Yeah. And this is Lex had a ship. He went back in time to try and stop the Earth from being destroyed, and of course he's a loofah, so he's going to hate Superman, and he's going to already have all this knowledge.
Do you think it's something along the lines of that the Earth blows up because of something Superman does, so he's come, or apparently does, so he comes back to try and stop that from happening?
I think that Superman's not able to save the planet from being destroyed.
It's something Superman fails to do, and because Luthor is Luthor and his son maybe follows his own path, he blames Superman for not being able to save the planet, and I can do better because I'm Luthor.
So the thing that doesn't make sense for that is, if he is from the future and he comes back in time, why would he say the line, I didn't expect you to be here?
There is that. It's going to be a question to answer. I don't know. I'm torn.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. I'm interested if we actually get more. I don't know if Morgan Edge has actually been cast in the show. We get him showing up, and Lois sort of chasing after that story while Clark has to work out. Do you know that Clark didn't even mention that this guy has come along and nearly killed him to Lois?
No, he didn't mention.
I was like, you want to tell your wife that this...
Well, she's got kind of other things to worry about, and he doesn't know that much yet.
I mean, you would think that, you know, big part of their relationship is honesty, so keeping something like big. I mean, maybe he will at some point if it happens again, maybe.
Well, speaking of Luther, I kind of wonder if John Cryer might make a cameo appearance at some point.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm interested
I think season one, I don't think we're going to really see any crossover on any of the other shows. I think they're going to keep it to be a standalone season. But I assume there's going to be some level of crossover, because presumably, whenever they get back to being able to do the big crossover events again, because we don't know if we're going to get one this year. But presumably, we're going to see all the shows cross over again.
Yeah.
So you'll get the cameos then. But until that happens, I don't think we're going to see any cameos from Supergirl or that. But I think we may see Superman cameo in Supergirl, because this is her last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you may get... It would make sense for us to get that, to crossover work that way. We'll see.
Makes sense. Cool. Lots of interesting stuff.
Intriguing.
From the first episode. So I am 100% in on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, quick round table then, very quickly. Yes or no? Let's go through it all. Stuart, I think you said...
What, as in like, yes to the show?
Yep.
Hell yeah! In the words of Pac-Man.
I think, Ross, you're on that as well.
Yeah, I think this is probably one of the best pilot for the CW show.
Okay with that.
Excellent. And Liam, what are your final thoughts?
Absolute rubbish.
Hang on. I'll kick him from the call. Hang on.
He's from reverse alternative reality.
Coming back for episode two now. It's fine.
That was amazing. That was such the best pilot episode for a show I think I've ever seen. Lots of shows have had great pilots, but this... I don't think I've seen one that's looked this good, that's looked so cinematic, so beautiful, and really well written, and set up a whole bunch of questions. And I'm really excited for this. And I'm so relieved that it is this good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great because now we've, obviously Krypton got cancelled. It's like, oh, we haven't got a Superman show, but now we've got this to keep us going, man. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. And awesome. Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, if they can keep this level of quality going, I am in all the way.
Perfect. Balls deep. Lovely. So that was the pilot episode of Superman and Lois show. What do you think about it, guys? Comment below. Let us know. Obviously, you listen to us. We absolutely love this show. If you want to see the full reaction to this, because it's obviously a very long premiere episode, come over to our Patreon, sign up to the full reaction status and see the full reactions there of all the other shows we do as well. And we'll be doing the rest of this show, and Liam will be joining us for this season. And maybe other seasons. We'll see how we get on. Depends how good he's been. And if you want to follow us on social media, we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Links in the description below. And we'll see you very, very soon for next week's episode of Superman and Lois and the start of The Flash Season 7.